The executive order is expected to call for federal law enforcement agencies to limit the use of force and ban chokeholds unless deadly force is authorized. It's also expected to include the creation of a national registry of police officers who have been fired for misconduct. George Floyd's death in 2016, after Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin kneeled on his neck for more than 9 minutes, led to national and global calls for police reform. However, Biden's Democratic Party is also trying not to be perceived as too soft on crime, an important issue heading into the upcoming midterm elections. Iris Spitzer, San Francisco.